Hey, this is Eric from Throwback Theater.
And Lucas is here as well.
Before we start the show, we want to tell you about a really cool thing that we are doing, a giveaway. We have made up some posters, some really awesome posters.
Real awesome.
What are they, Lucas?
They are travel posters for the for six of the Pokemon cities from the original series.
Absolutely. They look awesome. You made them yourself.
Sure. I mean, I used someone else's design.
You printed them out. I did print it out myself. This is a poster that is...
It's in high-quality paper.
Yes. This looks like a legitimate poster. This is not just something we printed
They're
out
18
off
by 24 in high-quality are like one of those plotters that you see people actually printing real posters on.
Yes. And you can win one. All you have to do is go to our Facebook page or write to us at Gmail, Throwback Theater Podcast, and let us know what movies you want us to review. That's it. You got to do that and leave your name, and you are instantly entered into a drawing.
And then you can make all your friends jealous that you have a cool Pokemon poster.
They do look, they look really cool. I'm not going to lie. We'll pull pictures up on the Facebook, so if you want to see, go there.
Women love it.
Now, we'll be announcing the winners on our episode. We are doing Pokemon the movie, and we're going to announce
the
winners
at the end of January.
It's going to be the end of January. Probably we're looking at the 23rd there, but we'll let you know when we get a little closer to it. So you got about a month. So if you're interested in these awesome posters, and you have five chances, are we giving away five of them?
We have five of them to give away.
Okay. And so you have five chances to win, and that's all you got to do.
Good odds.
And let us know, and then listen to the episode at the end of January.
And let us know what you think.
Bye. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Throwback Theater. I am Eric Lutz.
And I'm Lee.
As always, Lucas is here.
And so is Chris.
And we have a very special guest tonight, Steve LaRusso. How are you doing tonight, Steve?
Hello.
Hey. You are a fan of the show.
I am.
And I know we've been talking to you about it for a while now, and we're very happy to finally have you on. It's great. You just got back from 2 weeks in Australia and Southeast Asia?
Indeed.
Yeah.
Got home yesterday morning at 10:30 a.m. Driving back from New York City.
Oh, yeah. That's
How long was that flight?
16 hours, Hong Kong to Toronto, and then an hour and 10 minutes Toronto to New York.
Oof.
It ended up being like 8.5 hours from New York to Pittsburgh because it got 20 degrees warmer Saturday night, and there was so much fog that we could only drive 40 miles per hour.
Yeah,
and then
fun.
It started raining, and then it started snowing, and then it was raining again, and then...
Was that coach the whole time?
No, I was laying down on the bench seat.
Oh, good for
listening
now.
To one earbud because my other one broke on the flight.
awful time.
Yeah, it sucked. It sucked real bad.
Yeah, awesome. So you picked this movie. I almost didn't want
yeah,
to call it a movie.
Yeah, you did.
Sorry, guys.
There's a real lack of babes in this movie.
Yeah. There's one.
Yeah,
there's one.
You know, tell us a little bit about this movie.
Yeah, what do you remember?
So what is the title of this movie?
This movie is Babes in Toyland. It is, I think, the fourth or fifth theatrical version of it. Mm-hmm. Every 20 years, there seems to be a version of this shit
so
movie.
So get ready.
There's animated ones,
There's live action ones. I think the first one came out in, like, maybe the 60s.
This is a play?
50s, maybe? Yeah, it says based on the stage performance.
Stage, yeah.
Which kind of makes sense because there's three songs in the movie. Three very bad songs.
Is
okay.
It just
three musical numbers.
Yes. Hold on.
One.
I'm going to butt in because I watched the director's cut of this, which is an extra hour, and there was
Good
a lot
Lord.
More songs
Crazy.
Than three.
Yeah. Yours
Amazing.
Was. How
you
long?
Lucked
it
out.
Was over 2 hours.
Oh, it was 2.5 hours long of this movie.
Man.
I watched the director's cut because I wanted to compare
two hours
it.
Too much.
You're a trooper.
Mine was an hour and 35 minutes, and it felt like
two days.
Hours.
Oh, just 2 hours.
Is that the longest? Was this the longest movie you've watched for the show so far?
I think so, yes.
Wow.
I did it over the course
you.
Of 3 days.
And, two and a half hours. That sounds real long.
Yeah, you can
long.
Thank me later. Don't say I never did nothing.
Fly Away Home might be just over 2 hours.
Yeah.
But yeah, this movie.
I feel like this is longer.
This movie is a train wreck.
Yeah, it really is.
And did you watch this yearly every Christmas?
Yeah, just about. We had a copy of it definitely from 86 or 87 when it came out. I have two older siblings, so most of the things I'm into now, I was into with them.
Was it a was it a bought copy, or did you guys like record it off the TV?
No, it was a bought copy. We didn't have the case for it, so I don't know if we had
the bear. It was
I don't
naked,
know if we had a paper box
VHS
cover
tape.
Or if we had a jewel case or what. But we kept it in a shoebox with Christmas ornaments every year. It didn't live on the shelf with all the other VHS tapes. But in my home, we also didn't have a dedicated VHS shelf. We had VHS tapes, like tapes everywhere, in
coasters.
Drawers. And, yeah.
As everyone should.
Literally in drawers, and there were movies. There were like 7-8 movies on one tape, and just Scotch tape with the titles written on it.
And this is
and
a
then
seasonal
the Scotch tape
movie.
Would peel so off in the VCR, stuff. And the VCR would jam up. But
well,
yeah,
well, so, I get. Is this a Christmas movie?
That's a good question, Chris.
Because
is it?
Yeah.
I mean, it takes place on Christmas Eve.
It is
kind
a Christmas
of.
Movie, as far as the plot and setting.
Well, okay, because
is
Santa
it,
Claus
though?
Comes in at the
well,
end.
Because
it's
okay.
a, it's almost like Inside Baseball.
I just wanted to
Christmas
bring it
movie.
In because I, he was mentioning before, like when you were upstairs, that he never in 27
yeah.
years he's never seen the end of this movie because the
oh.
tape was.
Yeah,
screwed
so
up.
When, yeah, so backtracking, it was a VHS tape. We kept it in a shoebox with Christmas ornaments and Christmas magnets. Which
every family has Christmas
fare
magnets.
Well for, yeah, they were homemade, like, school gifts. I think my mom just didn't have the heart to throw them away. There's also 4 kids in my family, so she was just every year getting garbage ornaments and garbage gifts. That she still has all of them. God bless her.
She didn't have the heart to throw them away, but she didn't have the heart to like put them out for people to see.
No, yeah. They only went up
there's a limit.
On Christmas, and they were down before the 26th at midnight. But so we kept this movie in a box with maybe 1 or 2 other VHS tapes. I don't remember what those movies were. And so the tape, due to the magnets and the metal in the box, definitely scrambled the film a bit. So the movie starts with tracking, as all VHS tapes do. But as the movie progressed, our copy progressed, it just got worse and worse. And by scene, like the big showdown scene, it was pretty much unwatchable.
Wow.
And then the movie
it's unwatchable.
Yeah, I mean it's unwatchable from present play. But yeah. So then I never knew the true ending of this film
ever
until today when I watched it and my mind. Did a somersault. And
this movie,
very loud.
And then it made sense.
Yeah. And then it all came
off.
And then I questioned everything that I've experienced, everything that's happened to me in my life.
Because this movie posits that Santa Claus doesn't live in the North Pole.
He lives in
Southern California.
In Southern California, in Toyland.
Yeah.
Where it is sunny and beautiful all the time.
And
actually, that was all shot
makes
in Bavaria, Germany.
Yes. West
they
Germany.
Shot this in why?
Mm-hmm.
Because the guy had the money, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Because most of this seems like it's shot in a studio because the camera's always facing one direction.
I think it was shot
in
a studio.
All American
Toyland was
too.
Built
yeah.
in Germany. Like, Toyland
yeah.
is actually
so they
shot
flew all these people to
yeah.
Germany to film this movie.
Outside yep. of, like, the Black Forest where, like, all the grim like fairy tales take place,
but we
that's
barely see any of that.
No, yeah. Yeah. yeah,
where in Germany, where an 11-year-old Drew Barrymore was off doing cocaine
oh
with
Rod
Stewart.
Possibly.
Was she really doing coke at like age 11?
Yeah, she
yes.
went. She went into rehab at 14. She
that
was engaged at 16 to be married
to who?
Someone.
And she did marry Tom Green at one point.
Yeah, for 1 year, 2001.
The gossip in this movie is that at night, Drew Barrymore would disappear, and she would only show up for like call time in the morning, and nobody would ever know where she was. And the gossip is that she would just go and do cocaine with Rod Stewart's band when they were touring in
it's
Germany.
Unconfirmed, but that's those are the rumors.
And it was and Rod Stewart of all people was like the cool guy to do. Maybe
oh yeah,
I don't know.
Absolutely was.
This was before
yeah,
Rod Stewart had the
wreck.
Greatest American Song CD.
She is a wreck in this movie. She more than 10 times is just dazing into space
yeah.
in the background.
She sometimes
in
looks like she's not
she
sure
has,
if she's high
yeah.
or not. She's like, oh, fuck, am I fucking imagining this? Or is
you
this, no, this is the movie.
That's how I felt watching
Have
it.
You seen this movie?
Yeah, this movie holds a very special place in my heart. For some strange reason.
So set us up here. What happens? It's a pretty nutshell plot.
God.
So movie starts out Christmas Eve in Cincinnati, Ohio.
How do we know it's Cincinnati?
Because they fucking sing about it.
More than once.
More than once. And
they're real proud of being the city.
Yeah, and they make references to Cincinnati. There's two Pete Rose references in this movie, which I thought he played for the Phillies.
I don't know.
I think he played for the no, he played for the Reds.
I imagine. Yeah. Okay, there, yeah,
he
okay.
needs to apparently. Not a baseball. He talks so much
but,
about.
But yeah, it's a very Cincinnati proud movie. Whether Cincinnati's proud of it or not.
And apparently they shot it in Germany, so.
Yeah.
Well, at least the toilet.
I don't know.
At least the toilet.
Yeah. But the movie takes place.
Well, they go to.
Abbreviated version. Mm-hmm. Christmas Eve, snowstorm, twisted reality, Toyland, marriage.
What?
Haunted forest.
I like this.
Haunted forest, Coke nail, showdown.
Santa
I didn't
Claus.
See the ending until today. Fucking Santa Claus. Santa Claus reveal. Mr.
So,
Miyagi.
Before we even get to Toyland.
That's about it. Roll credits.
I got to say that, my God, that manager is the rapiest.
Oh,
he's
a freak.
He's such a sleazeball.
Sleazeball
boss. What is his name?
Bernie.
Yeah.
I feel that burn.
No, Barney, because his name, because his character
Barney.
Is
Mr. Barnaby.
What a weirdo.
Barnaby. Yeah. Barnaby Barnacle.
Yeah, he basically goes up to his like teenage employee and is like, hey, you know, if you suck me off, like you might get somewhere in this business.
He says,
that's pretty much what he says.
Yeah, he says, I didn't write it down, but he says, what would bring me pleasure? No, you. Fuck it. I don't know.
Something about you need to do with
pleasure,
the boss.
Yeah, it's something regarding pleasure. You giving me pleasure, and it wouldn't be a hard feat to achieve. And he gives like his voice tenses as he gets to that point.
And his hair's all greased back, and he's wearing like a used car salesman jacket.
It is okay in Cincinnati
in the 80s.
And he's to own a toy store.
Yeah, he's the owner of a toy store.
A guy like that managing a toy store.
Doing a snowstorm, nonetheless.
Yeah, I mean, if he was managing a pizzeria in 2016, there would be no question that Pizzagate was a real thing because he looks like a child fucker.
Yeah, like, he's so rapey.
I also like the news before, as she goes to the store where it's like a giant Canadian snowstorm. Is that her way? I was like. Giant Canadian Snowstorm sounds like a cool name for a band or a concert
so
venue.
So I wrote that down. So
descriptive.
So Drew Barrymore's character, her name is Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
She gets left home by her sister Mary,
who's working at the toy store.
And so she's told not to move. She's told to stay put and not to redecorate the house. At first, now watching this as an adult, I was like, is she maybe mentally challenged? is she, what's going on? Because she's 11 years old. She's unimpressed with getting a sled for Christmas.
And she keeps saying, I'm not a baby.
She's not a baby. And then she's told not to redecorate the house.
She wants a blender
to cook.
For Christmas.
Oh,
or she wants some sort of appliance. Because she's like, what do you want for Christmas? She gets a sled. She's like,
dressed
you get
like
that new
a five-year-old. She's wearing like big kids clothing. As
yeah. Like first grade jumper.
Yeah. Like a denim jumper and a red t-shirt. But so she's told not to leave the house because of the snowstorm. The power flickers. Doesn't go out. It flickers. Mm-hmm. The telephone stops working.
The antenna
so she decides,
crashes.
She decides
well, that's
because
the whole pole
it.
Goes
yeah.
down.
She decides to trek it to the toy store to warn everybody.
Which is across the street. At least in the cut, it looks like she just walks outside and then it's
And then
the
they take
store.
A Jeep to go back home.
Yeah. And if she's worried about...
My Jeep has four-wheel drive.
Yeah, that's what we were talking
worried
about.
Worried about the snowstorm.
But
one,
she walks,
she walks it. So if there's a snowstorm and they can't drive home, surely they can just walk to the house.
Yeah, they set like, it up that it's like right down the road, and then he's like, hey, I got this four-wheel drive Jeep, but also while I'm taking you guys
also,
home,
we
let's
mentioned
go the long
who
way.
That person
yeah.
is.
Okay, we haven't gotten to who it is yet.
And also, that Jeep is real unsafe.
It has no
the Jeep
tailgate.
Is a geo-tracker.
Oh, yeah. No, it's sliding back and forth, on, and they're driving through the woods.
And she flies
it's bouncing
off
all over.
Of that
she
Jeep.
Doesn't just fall out.
No, she
flies.
She shoots out of the back of the Jeep.
There's no like back like door into that Jeep. Like, she flies
no.
through.
So okay, who's the owner of the
let's
Jeep?
Let's backtrack to whose Jeep this is.
Oh,
Jax.
And who is Jack?
Neo.
Keanu
Reeves himself.
Keanu.
Right off the boat of Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Looks just same haircut and everything.
I mean, he walked right off the set. He walked from one lot to the next.
So they drive home. Drew Barrymore shoots out of the back of his Jeep and smacks her head off of a tree.
But before that... we're reminded of where the movie takes place.
And where is it again? One more time?
Now Cincinnati.
Kind of well done.
And that song goes for a whole minute.
And all four people were like, let's sing about how great our city is.
Which, okay, I don't know if anyone knows this. Is that a real song?
All the time.
That's my question. Is it a jingle?
Is that what people in Cincinnati do? Are they
jingle.
That proud?
Kind of like Cleveland rocks. Cleveland rocks.
Ohio.
Yeah.
But the words are very technical. So for it to be like
they're
a public
specific.
Tune that like that you want your entire city to learn, it's way too. They're just way too wordy.
I think
too
it's
wordy.
A remnant of the play.
Yeah, I think so too.
The fellas are the fiercest that I have ever seen.
Yeah.
And then Drew Barrymore wakes up, flies into.
She doesn't. Yeah.
She floats.
She.
Kind of
gets launched out of the back of a Jeep.
What happens to Dorothy? She gets whipped by the tornado, right?
Oh yeah, this is definitely like 12 minutes in. I was like, oh, this is Wizard of Oz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because when she gets to Toyland, all of these players are just people who we've already met.
The Wizard of Oz had symbolism,
but okay,
this has none.
My thing is like you mentioned that like when she comes in there like. There's Keanu Reeves in this movie. Mr. Rapey Barney's in this movie.
He's the bad guy.
In Toyland. And his sister's in the movie. Drew Barrymore doesn't seem phased at all that all these people look exactly.
No, because exactly in The Wizard of Oz, like they're all disguised. They don't look
their
like.
Their names are the same.
Yeah, but like in this one, they look exactly.
Their names are the same.
Which is also creative on the director's behalf because their names are Jack and Mary.
George.
And George. And in Toyland, in the alternate universe. Their names are the reference to the nursery rhymes. Jack Me Nimble,
right.
Mary Quite Contrary, and Georgie Porgy.
Oh, I thought she was Mary Had a Little Lamb.
No, yeah, I got that. But I think
is that the same
if
Mary?
I take it one step
well,
further than you.
She doesn't freak out about it.
Yeah, if it's not even that.
She
doesn't freak out about. She doesn't freak out about any of it. Like
no,
she's not even a weak
character.
She
is not phased. At all. She lands in cake and she just like, brushes herself off, takes off her coat. She's like, I'm here.
And they're like, this is the most evil man in Toyland. He's getting married and the whole town's afraid of him. And
she's
like, hey!
She's like, I got this.
My only,
she gives no shits.
My only thought to why she's unfazed is because she's definitely seen much worse in a trip.
You think she's tripped before?
I think that
she's high as fuck right now.
I thought she was dead for a good portion of this.
I think
movie.
She got a
the whole Toyland is heaven.
Cincinnati.
If she would have woke up like in the emergency room, I'd have been like, "Oh, yeah, that makes just right.
She's
serious head trauma."
I thought that's the
last note I have because
I thought that too.
Fast forwarding just for continuity. She at the end of the movie, she not to spoil it, but she wakes back up. She's at home, but. She's
true.
Not in a hospital bed.
No, she doesn't even have a bed. Like, she rockets out of the back of Jeep down a hill and slams
if
into
anything,
a tree.
If anything, whiplash, frostbite.
Blood.
She's been unconscious for hours.
Bone,
I mean,
head trauma. Like, go to a hospital.
Also, did anyone also feel that it was real ugly, cheap? The look of Toyland looked real cheap.
Yes. Looked real
oh,
bad.
Absolutely.
It's got
well, could somebody explain
haze.
To me why the bad guy, Mr. Barnaby, lives in a bowling ball?
Which I was expecting because they say it in the movie that sometimes he rolls it down the street, destroying everything. And for the climax of the movie,
they didn't have the budget for it.
I honestly thought, it was like, oh man, I cannot wait for this fucking house to roll down the street. And it never happened.
It would make sense of mystery.
That's in the director's cut.
No.
It's not in it?
No. Did they set it up? Was Mr. the toy shop owner, Mr. Bear, I don't know his name.
Barney.
Was he a bowler?
No.
Because that would make
five,
sense.
Looked like
that's
guy
my
that
biggest problem. Is
out of bowling
there are no parallels between Toyland and the real world.
Right.
No. She goes there
besides
and it's all these
just,
people.
Just their names.
Because in the real world, Keanu Reeves is not that guy's nephew, right?
Yeah, no.
No.
I don't think
no.
so.
But in Toyland, he's his nephew and he's
also,
trying to
also,
take over the
uncle
cookie factory.
And nephew both going after the same girl.
Yeah, ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, ooh. Coke nail uncle.
Birth uncle or married in?
Birth. It has to be for the they
yeah,
because
it's an hierarchy.
Oh yeah,
the
hierarchy. Yeah, yeah,
factor.
At that
yeah.
point, does it matter?
it does matter because
it's less creepy.
Barty is clearly in his 50s
also
trying to marry someone that's under 21. She said no, under 16. 18. Yeah, she's 16. Yeah.
I don't understand the rules of Toyland because most
of
no,
it's day.
That's
a
the
lawless.
Only
it is a lawless. It's always
land.
Day. There's never night.
The driver's license are cookies.
Everything's cookies.
Everything is cookies. Because instead of robbing a bank, they rob the cookie factory.
Oh, that part?
Yeah.
What they call? They sing a song and they're like, "What do we do now?" Jailbreak. That's what they say. Look,
he offers Georgie Porgy first meets Lisa and gives her
a hat cookie.
A hat snack.
Gives her a hat
snack. Pocket dog.
And his hair looks so dirty.
He has a bunch. He brings more than one cookie.
Wait, the raspberry ripple?
Yes.
Is that what it's called? Yeah.
And also, that conversation is so, their voices get so delicate, and I guess some sexual tension between the two of them, because he kind of goes like, "Hi, I'm Georgie. Would you like a cookie?"
You think Georgie and Drew were off
snorting
coke together?
I think that Georgie's tired of being Jack's wingman this whole time, and look at him getting smooches from Mary. He's like, "Man, this girl just drops
in out of
nowhere.
I'm gonna get a little slice of my own.
I manage the cookie factory. I got a shot at this."
I thought about that, but his character is so dumb that I didn't.
Oh,
like, you know what
every
I mean?
Character.
Did you guys notice Humpty Dumpty in the background of every fucking shot in the town?
So I tried to pick out nursery rhyme.
There's a lot of them.
I have a question.
That's my confusion.
Because
in
Labyrinth, they set it up, because everything, you see a bunch of stuff in her room,
it's
then you see it in the Labyrinth, and that's how you can kind of know it's a dream. But they didn't set up the fact that if she would have been sitting there reading nursery rhymes at the beginning of the movie,
which makes sense.
Yeah.
But she's not a child.
But it's also called Toyland, and these are all nursery rhyme characters. They're not toys.
Right.
Yeah.
And all the other people that inhabit this town are just, they're just animals. They're anamorphic. Like,
Leave the question.
And they work together in the cookie shop, which is incredibly diverse. There are African Americans working there, there are Asians working there,
frogs.
There are women, there are frogs.
Well,
there are
bears. Spoiler alert, Santa Claus is Asian.
Yeah.
Santa Claus is Mr. Miyagi.
Because they just keep calling him the toy maker.
I like the way they
call
him. They call him the toy maker, but he.
Toy maker. No, toy master.
Toy master. Toy master.
He has earned those stripes.
So not everyone can.
Not everyone can be the toy master.
The people in the town are clearly people in costumes. You can see zippers and shots.
They're not hidden at all.
You can see human faces in some shots
through their mouths.
The costumes. And it's just like, are we really supposed to buy that these are actual animals? Because you can see ripples in their cloth. Or are they just people in the suits?
Like
in
teddy
this
bears?
Town?
They're also
are
giant.
Like teddy bears?
The most, the one animal creature they show the most is a frog.
You can see through his
wearing
mouth.
A tuxedo. Why frogs also always wear tuxedos?
Always.
Because
in the
90s,
especially.
Is it a reference to that singing frog, like the WB
Probably.
Frog?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. That
let's,
might, yeah.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's,
this movie's really smart.
True fact daily.
They tied that into,
So what happens in this movie? There's a cookie thing. And
well, the bad guy.
There's not a cookie thing. It's grand cookie larceny.
Grand cookie larceny.
What is committed. That is the crime.
They do the tight zoom on his face. He's like,
oh, I love that.
Grand larceny.
And also the judge.
Judge Grimm, which I thought was maybe like a
Grim Reaper
fairy tale.
Yeah, definitely.
But also I had written down Abraham Lincoln minister. I didn't know. I was like, I thought that maybe it was I thought it was Mel Brooks, to be honest.
Would that be
because
great.
It looks kind of like Mel Brooks, and then
could have been
but it absolutely wasn't. There was no jokes. He sucked. He was a shitty, shitty character.
Shitty cop
who does
shitty
nothing.
Judge, yeah. Shitty everything.
And the cops are giant teddy bears. The movie really is like the whole thing is just filmed on like a studio lot. Like there's only five locations in this whole movie. It's like the cookie factory, the town, the main street,
the bad guy's lair,
the bad guy's lair,
evil forest.
That's about it.
Yeah.
There's a part where they all get kidnapped and thrown in the jail of the bad guy.
His dungeon
and
lair.
He starts. Oh, because the toy master. Hold on, we need to step back. Because the toy master, first time you meet him, he comes off as like this wise old man, and he's like, "I go around and I find evil in the world, and I concentrate it and put it in this bottle
in a flask."
Also, how is he watching them? Because the bad guy is seeing all of this. So
he has
like
an evil creature.
But how does the bird do it?
Bird's magic.
He's just walking around.
So that's your problem? There's a fucking six.
What is the bird's name? It's like Total Log.
I couldn't hear the name.
Log.
It sounded German, which would make
that
sense.
That guy's credited on IMDb. There was somebody in that costume.
For those at home, the bird that we're talking about is like a 4 foot, like a cyclops bird creature.
Do you know what it reminded me of? Have you guys seen Big Trouble in Little China?
Yes.
Okay, this movie was like the Wizard of Oz meets Big Trouble in Little China. Because in Big Trouble in Little China, there's like that weird, gross, fleshy ball that just has eyes and he can see through it. And it like is going around and it sees them. There's a lot of
You think? Both,
yes.
It's okay. kind of Wizard of Oz. Like, it's kind of.
It's very Wizard,
kinda, it's kinda Wizard of Oz. It's kind of Dark Crystal Wizard of Oz. Yeah. It's got that kind of. It's feathery. It's not plush. Like, a lot of. Like, the bear cops. Which just sounds.
Trollog.
Sounds very
funny. Trollog. That is the 4 foot.
The cop
birds
teddy
name.
Bears.
It's
and,
viscerally real. It's creepy.
Yeah. It. Mm-hmm.
It looks like an aborted
it blinks. Creepy. It blinks, which is the I think
ooh,
the
yeah.
part. If it was a stationary eye, not so creepy. Like, the fact that the eye blinks is
did you guys ever
creepy.
See an egg that like fell out of a bird nest and you see like the dead bird that came
yeah,
like, out
kind
of
what it?
That's
like.
What
yeah,
it looks
yeah.
like, except it's 4 foot tall
because
and has one eye.
You're saying that it reminds you a little bit of like Wizard of Oz and even in Wizard of Oz, like Dorothy always wants to go back home.
Mm-hmm.
She never wants to go home.
Drew Barrymore doesn't give
yeah.
two shits about
she,
where she
her
is.
Her motive for
she's
being
so okay there's
there.
Like, oh, I love
yeah,
this.
Her whole
like,
motive in cutting back a little bit is to get Jack and Mary
married.
Yeah.
For no
to not,
reason.
Not
because it's true love.
Yeah, and not to... So Mary is in like an arranged marriage, I think.
Because
sort
the
of, kind of?
Barnacle is going to take over their family's
oh, because
house
her mom
if she's
is
not
this.
Married.
Yeah.
In
no, no, no,
in
her
not
mother,
the house,
in
the
her
cookie
mother,
factory.
Yeah, yeah. But her mother
I think
is
everything,
her mother is old mother. No, not old mother Hubbard. Her,
yeah, yeah, mother Hubbard.
With
yeah,
the, no. with all the kids,
she's
wait,
from.
Yeah, she lives in a shoe.
Old mother Hubbard lives.
She
lives
from.
Who the hell lives in a shoe?
Put things in her cupboard.
Oh yeah, who lives in a shoe?
Old.
We really failed on this.
That
one.
Old nursery rhyme lady
yeah,
who lived in a shoe.
Because the actress for that movie is from Clue, right?
Yeah, it's Mrs. Peacock.
Yeah, Mrs. Peacock.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. yeah.
And
she's
by the
also
way,
in Jeepers Creepers.
The mother in this story in the real world is kind of
a
unstable.
Mom?
She's almost like
oh,
a grandmother.
Yeah.
Sort of a terrible mom.
Yeah.
She's widow Hubbard.
Oh.
That's what she's credited what? As.
Old widow well, Hubbard lived in a shoe, something, something. Poor.
I don't know Mother Hubbard.
I don't know.
It rhymes. It's
but
a rhyme.
But they're not the toys. That's what doesn't... I don't understand.
No. But they are nursery rhymes.
Right. So
yeah,
Santa
yeah, but,
just...
But mother... No. So her... The mom in reality, definitely like single mom. She's
struggling.
Putting snow tires on her car.
Chains.
On Christmas
during
Eve.
During snow time, yeah. too.
In a snowstorm.
with fucking
mama,
Joey.
It's too late. It's too late, mama. Like,
do we ever see Joey? We
in
just Toyland? Hear about Joey.
Yeah,
I don't,
Joey.
No, we see Joey.
Yeah, we see Joey. He's,
when do we see Joey?
He's introduced mom? As one of the kids because she introduces
oh, right.
all of her children to Lisa.
Yeah, and they're all they're
and they're
also
all and they're all but they're all there's
nursery
like
rhyme.
Jack and
Jill, Jack and
Jill, and this and that and whatever. But then she also
did you see
very
the,
quickly
the,
after that
the Scarecrow
wants to sell. She says
she
has a plan to sell
the
kids
into slavery.
To who?
To Rapey Barney.
To who and to what?
And then she's immediately like, oh, no, I shouldn't do that? Okay, all right, fine. I won't do it. I won't.
She's like, not even the little ones?
But did you see? There's a Wizard of Oz not the little one, right? Because she's introducing all the kids, and the one kid comes up, and he's clearly a fucking scarecrow. And she's like, I forget his name.
I forget his name.
And then he moves along, but he's decked out in as a scarecrow. And I was like, is that... Like, is that a nod
I,
to, like,
see, I just
of
hope,
Oz?
I just hope that she
for
forgot
me.
A line. And
I like to think that
and time
accurate.
Was money, and they were just...
I like to think
just
that everyone was
just rolling,
getting...
Just keep rolling,
it.
Yeah.
They were just getting fucked up and going to, like, German sex clubs at night, like, during the filming of this movie, and
well,
no one
well, that's the creepy
knew.
Thing with her trying to sell the little kids. It's like, that's not the place to do it.
Nope,
Hansel and Gretel is a real German, like...
Folk
tale.
I mean, the Berlin Wall was still standing at this point, so they were in West Germany.
Yeah,
yeah,
well,
yeah.
This was West Germany.
Yeah, well, as far as we know, it was West Germany. Yeah. Maybe they got a deal.
So,
Mr. Miyagi,
there's a constructed toy army with real guns.
The second time they go back, so I think Jack gets kidnapped by Mr. Barnaby, and they go back. They're like, "Hey, Mr. Barnaby's
because
evil,"
what is
and
Mr.
the toy master is kind of just like. Yeah, like, I'm too busy for this shit.
Because Mr. Barnaby's plan is to, when he finds out that Mr. Miyagi, toy master Santa Claus,
has the evil,
has
he wants to
the
take
evil
his
evil bottle,
flask. Yeah, the evil flask.
He's like, oh, I can get that and dominate Toyland. Which, again, I don't know why anyone wants to rule Toyland.
It's a block. It's one block of
it's
town.
It's one Hollywood lot, and a very small one.
It doesn't seem like there's anything
it's not
that
a
you
city.
Would want.
Yeah. There's nothing to conquer. Like, there's just a cookie factory.
There's a car chase, and for a minute and a half,
oh,
the
car
chase. The car chase.
They're
just,
in, like,
they're just
wind up
going
cars.
In a circle. Yeah. The car chase, because that's how small Toyland is.
The weird sound effects.
Yeah, it sounds
cars.
Like it's being run by bubbles. The car sounds like it's being run by soap.
And they move in that little one block city in the toy cars.
In circles.
Every other time it's like, oh, let's go to the Toy Master.
Yeah, and you can see, you can see the cookie. Yeah, they go from Cookie Factory to jail, and you can see the Cookie Factory's smokestack.
The whole town is set up like an old Western movie, where it's like it's one block and it's on both sides, and at the end there's like a big courthouse, and that's it. That's the whole town, and everyone, and that is Toyland.
So there's a musical number shortly after Lisa gets to Toyland. I will say that it's the first official song that we hear that's not a backseat tune. I was actually kind of impressed by the song. It wasn't bad.
It's not the
ADR is pretty good actually. Like they at least are shooting mouths that are saying the right words. Unlike a lot of movies that this would parallel.
What are his like two like hunched?
Okay, so
like,
I have the
he has two like goons.
Yeah,
that were
Barnaby has two zombie goon hunchmen.
Frickin' Frack, I would assume.
No, yeah, it's Mac and Zach.
Oh,
Mac and
Zach.
But this is what they look like. The one, and we never are told which one is which.
And they don't speak
them,
ever.
No,
they
kind of just grumble
grunts,
and. They're kind of zombie esque, but the one is an exact ripoff of Riff Raff from Rocky Horror Picture
Looks
Show.
Just like him.
Oh,
and the other one looks just like the vampire from Salem's Lot.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Has
crazy
eyebrows. Right. And so the one is bald. The one that looks like
a nose. He looks like Nosferatu vampire.
Yeah, yeah. Looks like Orlok and or Peter.
Eric, at this point, we've talked about this movie so far in what is different so far. So
what did we all miss from the director's cut?
Well, I'm
what
trying
is
to think
that we didn't get.
Let me think. Did you guys see the scene where Mr. Barnaby was throwing a bunch of cookies down in a hole to try to frame
Jack? That's the setup. That's
right.
Frames them,
which is a huge pit
into the Hellmouth.
Cookie larceny.
I know that there were more songs. There was a lot more than three. There was a scene where Drew Barrymore, she was alone and sang a song to herself. Did you guys see that?
No.
Crazy. Yeah, absolutely.
And that was a long song because she was there with who was she there
where
with?
Are
she
was, you Chris? Yeah.
Was she singing with Rod Stewart?
She was just singing Maggie Mae.
She was there with Georgie Porgy. Because then, Jack
cocaine.
Maybe I saw something that you guys missed then. Because so Jack and Mary get kidnapped by Mr. Barnaby.
Yeah. Well, they all end up just falling into a fucking hole. Well, that's how they. None of them are actually
taken. But first, it's just Jack and
no. But Mary goes looking for him and falls into a hole.
Right. But then Lisa stays by herself for a little bit.
Well, that's the thing. They go back to the Toyland who we're just introduced to, and he has this bottle of evil, and they ask him for help, and he just totally. He's like, nah, I can't help you guys. Like, clearly you have an evil being here in Toyland, and you go around searching for evil and then collect it in his bottle?
Yeah, he has the bottle.
And you
if
do
he has
something
the,
about
if he has
this.
The capabilities of collecting evil, surely he has some sort of alternate power
to stop,
stop evil.
He has
or
paint
he has
eyes
a, or
on
he has
dolls,
a superior
guys.
Good.
And he acts like the first time you meet him, you think he's like a Yoda, he's like a wise old man. The second time, he just acts like he's an annoyed, grumpy asshole.
It's also the day before Christmas. He has a deadline. He is still.
You're in the Toy Master side.
He's still
painting
dolls'
eyes on dolls.
Yeah, he should be.
And he has
so
elves
ready.
Who look really
like Michael
fucking
Jackson.
Freaky.
Yeah.
Well,
hey,
but
come on in, guys.
They're clearly like children who are just wearing beards, and it feels very weird.
Did you guys see the scene when they're all in the jail cell and they? Mr. Barnaby opens up the concentrated evil, and they're like, "Don't breathe it in!" And he's like, "What are we supposed to breathe?" Yeah. And then it's a whole scene
just
for like 2 or 3 minutes.
Cincinnati, CINNCITA.
So it doesn't affect Drew Barrymore's character because she's not from Toyland, but it starts slowly turning the other three into trolls.
Yeah,
they're called. Yeah.
Her empowering moment is the fact that she's from Cincinnati and not Toyland.
Yes.
Oh, because Barnaby just keeps calling her Cincy.
Cincy Watsy.
Yes,
Lisa Cincy-Watsy.
Cincy-Watsy.
God, I need to go to. And they always keep saying, "Oh, I need to go to Cincinnati."
Don't go to Cincinnati. Like,
so we haven't talked about the troll people at all.
Troll people.
Is the bad guy?
Oh, they're in there for two scenes.
They're like tree.
Oh, right. They're from the
troll,
evil forest,
but they're trolls, and they just have like headlights for eyes, and that's about it. They're just stick people.
They come over to try to take Toyland for Mr. Barnaby.
I was actually
worst
under their control.
Showdown. Ever.
Oh, you thought? I think the other way. I think that that showdown is a there is gunfire in a kid's movie.
In a cannon.
In a, there are cannon
they
blasts.
They bring a cannon.
In a child's Christmas movie.
The toy maker has
that's ballsy.
An army of,
that's
an army
ballsy
of
to
toy
do.
Soldiers.
In
well, Drew
the
Barrymore
80s.
Has to believe, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's her whole thing. She's like, I believe in the toy master who is just Santa Claus.
I think she, yeah. No, I think
did,
she
was there some copyright issue that they couldn't use the word Santa Claus?
I doubt it.
They just didn't want to risk it.
I guess.
I think it was supposed to be a twist in the end that he's Santa Claus.
But no, they say it once. Did you guys? Okay, I swear to God.
He says,
like,
well,
what
was,
else would you call Santa Claus?
No, the line, it's something along the lines of, like, isn't it good that. This is they're referring to the toy master making the toys. Like, who else would you want in charge of making the toys for Santa Claus?
It's you're
like
right. That's it.
It's
that's
like
it.
Something along those lines.
Yeah, because she's like, oh, I've never heard of him before.
Yeah,
that was Drew Barrymore. Not here right now.
No, I actually have written down blank stares. Just there are so many blank.
Oh, and they're because they're looking
there
off camera
so
and just like
blank
something else.
Stares in this movie that you wonder if it was just poor direction or if it was just.
Coke.
Like the director's deal, director's working with what he got. He's got a coked out Drew Barrymore. He's got a probably coked out Keanu Reeves. He's got a probably coked out Gooey Gress who plays Georgie Porgy.
Jill Schlachel.
Jill Schlachel.
Schlachel.
Who looking at her.
She was an opening
at her
addict, probably.
Yeah, looking at, her looking at her filmography, though, she was in 10 films, 6 of which were horror movies.
Yeah, she's in Jeepers Creepers.
No, not Mrs. Peacock.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The
wrong
person. The only babe in Toyland.
Oh, the one with
the
yeah. Cherry. Mary. Yeah.
That's the movie cover, I forget.
She was in. The Robert Englund Freddy Krueger Phantom of the Opera, which I never knew existed.
Yes, she was.
She was in when a
Robert
stranger...
Englund plays Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah, wow. She was in when What a Stranger Calls Back.
Yes,
The sequel where he paints himself.
She was
on
in
the
Popcorn,
wall?
Which is actually a pretty good slasher. She was in the Stepfather, which is another like slasher.
The original
mostly,
one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know who she was
movies.
Engaged to?
She was in, okay.
She was in a horror movie with Brad Pitt, which
That's...
I.
They
Did,
were engaged.
Really?
Wow.
She was engaged to Brad Pitt?
Yeah, in 1989 they were engaged.
And she let
that's
him
when
go.
That movie came out. Yeah, that's when that movie came out. That's, I think it was...
he probably saw
it's not
the
California.
Movie.
No, it was like something that had to do with school. Cut class, I think.
I'm not sure.
Oh, shit.
Brad
wow.
Pitt engaged.
And was he also engaged to Jennifer Aniston? Or
they
did
were married.
Did they just...
I
no,
mean,
they
I,
weren't married.
I don't. I think
were
they
married?
Like,
yeah, I thought they were married.
I
thought they were married.
Yeah, I don't know.
We're diving here.
Apparently, Brad Pitt sucks. Yeah, he's a drug problem.
So this
clearly, so does Drew Barrymore at 11 years old.
So strange connection, Drew Barrymore. You can see her boobs in Playboy. That's
that's your strange connection.
Great connection. I looked it up. She has short hair. She has very short.
All of the actors in this movie were in something that at least made the money.
Karate Kid.
I mean, obviously, Drew Barrymore, Keanu Reeves, still to this day making. Pretty good movies, directing movies, but all of the secondary characters were in things.
Who is the bad? Does anyone know Bernie? He's the one guy.
Barney.
In the
Barney.
Something?
Barney. He was on a. See, I thought for the longest time that he was in something as a bad guy, and he never was. From my understanding and looking at his filmography, he was on a TV show for a really long time where he played a dad.
Okay.
Go figure.
Yeah, there's a guy he looks like.
Was he also a rapey dad?
Probably.
Can neither confirm or deny that.
He's in Little Big Man. Oh, he's in Hey Arnold. He plays.
Yeah, that was his. In fact, that was his last.
He plays one episode.
That was his last film
his
credit.
Last
Hey Arnold. And then he
plays Jimmy
he
Kafka. He's like the mob guy.
Yeah.
In Hey Arnold. Yeah, that's him. That's...
So give us another strange connection of the city.
Oh. In the beginning of this movie, when they're in the store and Mr. Rapey Barney goes to tell Lisa to suck his dick, she does like a King Kong joke.
That wasn't in the director's cut?
You watched the wrong movie.
Yeah. What else was in the director's cut that we might have missed?
Was the penetration scene in here?
Because
full
penetration. She goes like, oh yeah, because like we should just like he's just like King Kong. We should just like take him down. And my note is my first note, and he's like, wow, they live in Cincinnati, and their first big joke is about King Kong. R.I.P. Harambe.
Oh my god.
R.I.P. Harambe. Murderers. All of these people.
They foresaw it too. They were
it was
they knew.
They were 20 years ahead of the game.
George Bush, 9/11 confirmed.
Was he at the zoo at this point?
Well, had Harambe been born? Did they know about Harambe?
Rapey Barney was definitely already knowing what he wanted to do.
Rapey Barney has a massive, like, 3-inch coke nail on his thumb. It's black. It's curved. It's gross.
It reminds me of the bad guy from Mystery Men.
Yes. Joffrey Wright.
Oh, yeah. Same thing. Yeah, he has Joffrey that. Wright, he's the one finger with this giant fucking nail on
it. But he, there's a couple
that was
scenes.
A fake nail.
Yeah.
This one we can't confirm or deny if it was real or fake.
Yeah, that, nor can we confirm or deny Man. If it was used for cocaine, Ron.
I think we surely can. It also is so
the
thick
odds
and curved
are,
that
yes.
he probably could have scooped ice cream with it. There's like 3 or 4 scenes in the movie where he gets right up in Drew Barrymore's face and he sticks it right like... I mean,
oh, did you see him shake her in the movie where he grabs her head and is just violently like shaking her head?
He gets aggressive. Again, the coke.
Rapey.
Cocaine's
out. Rapey Barney. Just Rapey Barney.
So how does this piece wrap up with the battle and then Santa and then
is it? Yeah. It's not much of a battle.
No.
It's like it's people in costumes that are hard to walk in, kind of knocking over cardboard boxes and doing it poorly.
There's a whole cookie cart chase scene.
So Barnaby steals the evil flask, which we're told from the Toy Master contains evil from all around the world that he's collected.
And he gives it to the trolls.
And he gives it to... He opens the bottle to convert Georgie Porgy,
Drew Barrymore,
Lisa, and Jack,
and Keanu,
and Mary into trolls.
But Cincinnati keeps them...
But Cincinnati is the lifeline between... She's the link that keeps everyone alive.
Evil
but
and good.
He has collected evil from all around... And this was something I was just thinking about on the way over here. Cincinnati, Ohio exists in this world. In Toyland. Cincinnati, Ohio exists on a map. If he, the Toy Master, has collected evil from all around the world, that means that he has collected evil at one point in time from a land that was once occupied by Nazi soldiers.
Hitler's right there in that bottle.
Hitler's evil is in that bottle.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Toy Master, you need to do a fucking better job hiding that shit. Just show up in a cabinet.
And he's just like blatantly, these people were strangers to him. They just show up and he's like, oh, hey, want to see my bottle? Yeah,
That's like the creepy kid when you're like in elementary school that's like, hey, come to my treehouse. There's Playboys. And like he has like his
and like hey,
I want to see my dad's gun. Yeah. Like that's the equivalent of that.
I've been collecting these boogers in a jar for the last 4 years.
Oh, I just have like skin in a jar. Like, yeah. Like when someone shows you a bottle that it's full of evil. First of all, I'd be like, you're full of shit. Second of all, I'd be
pour this shit out.
I'd be like, yeah, get rid of it. Throw it away. Bury it.
Dig a hole.
Don't leave it in a cabinet in your toy shop. There's obviously children and elves running freely.
How does Drew Barrymore leave Toyland?
I forget.
Same way she came in.
No, it's not
car
the same
accident.
Way she came in. She climbs into the Toy Master's
who
is Santa.
Revealing, the
and
ultimate
then,
reveal.
Then they do the worst. Oh. I died, because they do one, it's a static shot of the moon, then in the frame from the left side just comes the reindeer and the sleigh, but the reindeer are plastic and they don't move.
They're wooden.
Yep, they're just wood, and they don't move, and they just glide across the screen motionless.
On a track. Very.
Yep, on a track, just across the moon.
So the reindeer are wooden. Also, going back to the first time we meet the Toy Master.
They didn't have the budget to get real.
The first time
we
meet the Toy Master, we're going through his shop, and it's a couple like really cool pan shots of the toys and whatnot. Everything is made out of wooden.
Toys the kids never really get in real life.
Yeah. Toy soldiers and stuff.
But here's like weird ballerina dolls and shit that people don't ever actually
get.
And
like wooden blocks and just lots of wooden.
Yeah, like
everything is literally made out of wood with the exception of a handful of stuffed animals. Yeah. Mixed in with the wooden toys are hundreds of lit candles, Toy Master.
Yeah, and they're like wooden
toys.
You are
fucking up royally.
There's sawdust all over this
place. Only do you have an evil bottle in a cabinet that can be reached by any child,
which isn't locked.
You also have open flame everywhere with wood that isn't retardant. None of that is even finished. Wood. If one of those candles knocked over, not only would your entire toy shop burn down, but also...
Christmas would be ruined.
But also that evil flask would probably fall off the wooden shelf.
Like the bad
crack
guy,
and we're all fucked. So
the
thanks.
Bad guy in this movie lives a block away from Santa Claus. They live down the street
from
each other.
I'm not sure Barnaby is the bad guy. I think the Toy Master is secretly the bad guy. Ooh.
I thought about that.
Because
yeah.
he's got evil.
He's letting it in
his
bar.
Jar. He is evil at his at an arm's length.
And did you hear him singing? It's kind of scary.
Yeah.
What does the Toy Master ultimately, he just wants to take over the town?
Why
is
Toy Master or
doesn't?
Barnaby. Yeah, he just wears black feathers.
He just wants to. He just wants to roll toilet.
That's
he
his whole thing.
That, yeah.
It's dead developed.
So he wants to roll. He wants to roll a 100
creepy
foot.
And again, there's zero parallel between the real world and the world that she imagines. It's not like Keanu Reeves is going to inherit his dad's toy store from his uncle. Like it's just made up bullshit that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, Barnaby basically wants to make Toyland great again.
It's just a fever dream. Yeah.
I mean, there's already a wall
build
in Toyland.
Build a wall, drain the swamp.
There's already a wall in Toyland.
The dark forest.
No one is allowed out of Toyland. It's already a concentration camp.
Can we talk about the dark forest?
Oh, please. Drain the dark forest.
The dark forest is terrifying. I remember watching that as a kid, and that was one thing. The goons, Mac and Zach, didn't scare me so much. Barnaby
the tree monsters
didn't necessarily frighten me as much, but the forest...
They're troll tree monsters.
There is a scene where it's dusk and they're running through that forest, and all you see is glowing eyes.
Yeah, that is creepy.
That was definitely impactful as a kid.
That was the scariest part of the movie for you, of this Christmas movie.
I agree.
Christmas musical.
Yeah, I think that's the scariest
and
part.
And you know, so it makes
Cincinnati.
Sense. It makes sense.
Yeah, the scariest part is Christmas.
Cincinnati pride. Yeah, yeah.
Well, how does this movie end?
She wakes up on a couch,
but then does anything else happen after that?
The mother's like, oh, that reminds me, I gotta call the exterminator on Christmas Eve.
So it wasn't even like
no, the last thing we see in the reality before she goes to Toyland is her flying full speed out of the back of a Jeep, smashing into a tree and going unconscious.
Was she on the sled that was purchased?
Yes, she somehow falls out on the sled.
So she's sitting
in a
Geo Tracker, already the smallest vehicle.
And her mom's like, we're going to sue that Jack guy. He's in jail right now. It's a horrible car accident.
That's the correlation from Toyland, because Jack goes to jail.
Well,
And then she wakes up on the couch, and they're like, oh, there you are. Like, we were so worried. Merry Christmas. And that's about it. And then she tells them about their dream, and they're all like, oh yeah, sure you met the Toy Master.
There's so much adult irresponsibility in this movie. From the scene, I mean, Jack, you're an adult. You're driving a Jeep. You should not be going as fast as you're going.
No, they're
flying
on the worst road
in the woods. In that scene, like the Jeep is bouncing all around.
And if you notice, the flap keeps coming undone, and her and the dude in the back who plays
hanging on
Georgie Borgie, who is just a friend of Jack's in real life,
have
to keep pulling down the flaps and
The reason they're all leaving is because there is the worst fucking snowstorm, and he's driving
it's a giant Canadian summertime snowstorm.
Like, what the fuck, man?
Because when they're singing the song, there's moments where their faces go, ooh, and they like slide on the road a little bit and come back.
There is so much irresponsibility on the behalf of every adult.
Oh, yeah, fucking Joey's starving. Mother won't even feed him.
Well, Chris, does it hold up?
No.
No.
I don't know if this movie ever held up.
Yeah.
It wasn't in theaters.
No,
it was not.
It was directed cassette. It
was made, okay. I think it was made for TV.
I think it was made for TV too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or at least that's what IMDb claims.
Yeah, this movie is god awful.
Is there any newer reincarnation?
Yes,
yeah,
there was one in the 90s.
Ones. Oh, was it?
Oh, so there
was it live action
one.
Or
it was animated?
Okay, yeah. They've have like two or three animated ones.
What year was that?
This movie?
99 or 9, something like that.
I vaguely remember it, and it was really early 90s animation for a late 90s movie. Like it was almost 90s computer. It would have been way better
like
as an illustration.
Shrek, like
no, like thing. not even like there's no smooth edges. It's all just stark,
like rough, like early rough. Simpsons kind of.
Yeah.
The fact that how bad this movie is still amazes me that he had already three movies like this before. The fact there was like a 60s version of this, like this movie is not good to even be remade
not
once.
A classic.
Toyland.
Why is it called Babes in Toyland?
I also did not get
it. Children and children.
It should be called Babe in Toyland.
Or just babies.
Yeah.
Toyland.
Does Babe mean something else?
This was my only thing with that is it, maybe it is a German. Maybe the Babe in Toyland story comes from German.
I was going to say, I think this was originally a story.
Yeah, Babe maybe is a German. Like
for child or
translated.
Kid.
I mean, obviously, yeah. Kinder is children or child in
yeah.
German.
Yeah.
But maybe Babe is like a slang.
That would make more sense. Like, if it was like Krampus and Santa Claus who lived in this town, that would make more sense to me.
But it doesn't give them reason to make this shitty of a movie.
No, it's real.
Well,
it's rough.
Do you think it holds up?
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
The worst part is like I wanted to like it because like, the movie starts like okay, like Drew Barrymore like a kid. Was like I want to like
Keanu
this.
Is like kind of like he's fun with it.
And then like, they started singing, and then when they get to the toilet, I was like, what the fuck is going on? I could not keep up with this movie. And
no,
I
there's
like
no,
to
there's
think
there's
that
never
I'm intelligent enough to try to follow
these
because
these nursery rhyme characters aren't Christmas characters. Like
no,
it
was hard.
Once she gets to Toyland, it kind of loses. The Christmas aspect, except for the Toy Master,
it's hard
who
to follow.
Kind of Santa, but it's sunny. There's no snow,
mm-hmm.
so it doesn't feel
this
like
movie.
It's
hard
movie.
To follow.
Yeah,
Eric, what do you make?
Had any of you guys
no,
seen
I've
this?
Been, the
before?
Director's cut.
No, I
have
no,
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 I've never
no
seen
this
it.
Was the first. I does, like yes, I we've before. Also you were you
You're
were
welcome.
The only one. Oh no, thank
so
you.
So does it hold up?
You know what? Watching
you.
It,
you
I hadn't
grew up
watched. I hadn't watched it in probably 6 years. I vaguely remember watching it a couple years back. It was on, like, maybe ABC Family.
They still play this.
They still play it.
Oh,
every,
wow.
It, very, very seldomly. I remember catching it on ABC Family in, like, the middle of the movie and not really paying attention to it then.
And missing the ending.
And missing the ending again. Yeah, obviously missing the ending again because I wrote down Revelation. I wrote the
toy
maker was
Santa
the whole time with a bunch of exclamation points. It doesn't hold up. Nostalgia-wise, yes. Barnaby is still a pretty cool villain. His goons are pretty cool. The forest, I think, is the best part of the movie.
Follow-up question. Would you show your kids this movie?
Yeah, it's safe. I mean, all jokes aside, with the gunfight and whatnot.
Do you think they would like it?
I was,
no.
Yeah, that was going to be my follow-up question.
I,
like,
I
would
think,
your kids like
I
this
think
movie?
They would like it the same way I liked it as a kid. I think that they would like it once a year. they would like it for all the wrong reasons.
How early as a child do you need to be to enjoy this movie?
Five.
I definitely think I watched it when I was five.
Yeah. Okay.
I probably saw it at a younger age just because my older siblings had watched it, like most other things.
Have you guys seen The Santa Claus 2?
No.
Am I the only one?
No.
Really?
Time,
bits
yeah.
and pieces
Maybe?
Of it. Is that the one where he...
there's a robot Santa.
Yeah, he's
sorta.
in Charlie does like is like a graffiti artist.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, yeah. So it has a similar climax because... Evil Santa takes over the North Pole and has an army of tin soldiers who do his bidding. And then the real Santa comes back at the end with his son and the elves, and they have to fight Evil Santa and, like, the toy soldiers. So it's a similar climax.
I was waiting for those soldiers to blink the whole time. Like, they're so creepy. They're
yeah.
so frightening.
Super.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah, the salute.
Yeah.
Yeah. The soldiers aren't your
yeah,
typical...
Yeah, they have guns.
Yeah. The soldiers aren't your typical, like... wood carved soldiers.
They're like tin.
They're like a tin and their faces are like it's just like a rounded tan. Yeah,
terrifying.
they all have very
oh, yeah.
They look like nutcrackers but without
yeah,
the mouth,
yeah,
you know.
But they have like very
rounded
surprised
faces.
Eyes like
oh, they're wide open.
Wide
they're
alert.
They're ready for action since the get-go.
It's weird that Santa just keeps them in his closet just in case.
Well, yeah, he says
that's my
a line
backup
that they were
army.
Toys he made that no one
wants?
Wanted.
Because nobody wants toy soldiers.
Why is he
making
these toys?
Nobody wants toy soldiers.
Can we go make another
like
toy soldier today?
President.
Why? Why?
And they're
I've never seen any real kid with a toy soldier.
And they're,
like
yeah, they're 6 foot. I mean, they're human replicas of toy soldiers.
They're also
like they're
imagine getting
weapons.
That for Christmas.
Yeah, they have rifles that fire.
Real weapons.
They shoot cannons.
Display the power.
They have a cannon they're firing around.
All right. Well, I think it's about time. This is getting to be a pretty long one. So, does anyone have anything else that they feel they must share? You got anything else, Steve?
I looked up some research real quick. Mm-hmm. So it makes a lot of sense with the darkness of like the forest and the goons and the trolls. The director of this no, not the director, the screenwriter of this movie. He is an author and he's written a ton of books. Some semi-adult horror. He's written a lot of like elementary like kind of Goosebumps-esque.
I was going to say, it's kind of like an R.L. Stein.
Yeah, like the surfing corpse, and like the prom date that died.
The babysitter murder mysteries.
So literally his credits on Wikipedia, I mean, he's written hundreds of these short, like elementary horror books for kids. So the fact that there is that little level of the darkness in it makes sense.
Okay.
But this movie, watching it as a 27-year-old, I mean, those scenes are still frightening. Barnaby is a ruthless, aggressive villain. To be in a child's film, what were they thinking?
Clearly nothing.
And also, Drew Barrymore, I mean, I kind of feel bad for her in this movie because you could tell that she's not mentally there I think she was 11 or 12 when she made this movie.
And I feel like she just gets it already at that point. She's like, oh, I can just fucking throw this shit out.
She's been doing coke
at
that
point for years.
Yeah,
she's
more adult than we all are right now.
She literally has a revelation in the movie as a character of never being a child. I mean, she says like,
that is weird.
And Drew Barrymore like wrote a book when she was
about it,
14
her childhood was stolen.
Yeah.
From E.T. onward, I guess.
It's
cocaine.
If you look at it,
great drug.
If you look at it as a film on its own, it's all right. But if you dig deep and really look at it, it's pretty fucked up. Which is why I think I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna start the tradition.
If you look at all the movie pieces, this is a crazy train wreck for a lot of people's lives.
Can we just do this like the same movie next year too?
Absolutely. See how it keeps improving or not.
I really want to see this director's cut.
It's on YouTube.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm kind of surprised too.
I don't want to after,
but
watching
you have
it,
to.
But I have to now.
Oh, yeah. Toriel will love that.
It's Christmas time for
also congratulations. Steve is recently married.
Yes.
Yes.
They sang the song, the
Cincinnati song in your wedding.
That was after. We sang the marriage song at the wedding. We didn't.
For us, it was like, that's
amazing. No, she let you do that.
That's why Tori's the best.
Well, thank you for coming on the show, Steve. Does your band have anything coming up? Mace Ballard?
Not at all. Nothing.
No?
Chris, our lead singer, Chris, is having a baby.
Hey,
on Christmas.
Are they planned for that? They're doing like a section thing, or it's just due on Christmas?
I already feel bad for the kid. He's not going to get many gifts.
Yeah.
Hang on, though. Hang on. My birthday is the day after Christmas.
Sorry.
I don't know. It's worse.
I got it way worse.
Yeah, I don't know.
She is a gift to all of us. I was not.
Guys, I got a strange connection. The kid from the main character from Indy in the Cupboard
was born
on
after
Christmas.
Oh, on Christmas.
Yep, his birthday is also on Christmas.
Thank you for that.
Strange connection.
Yeah, nothing with the band. I'll be out with another band that I work for like 2 months, starting January 3rd. So I'm going to be out listening to many podcasts.
Good.
Perfect.
While I'm out on the road.
We need to get you back.
We'll try to be there. We'll try and be there for you.
Yeah. Awesome. Anyone got anything else?
Well, make sure to get one of those Pokemon posters.
Toyland!
Yeah.
Toyland!
Merry Christmas, everyone!
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
And to all a good night.
February?
January? Christmas, everyone!
This episode of Throwback Theater was produced by Chris Rinaldo, Lucas Estevez, Leland Kloss, and Eric Lutz in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. If you'd like to get a hold of us, please write to us at throwbacktheaterpodcast@gmail.com or find us on Twitter. Next week, our movie will be Christmas Every Day, a made-for-TV movie that you can find for free on YouTube. Throwback Theater would like to thank all of its listeners, SoundCloud.com, and Bill Britton for your continued support. Thank you, and we'll see you next week.